This is working session of the board on February 13th, 2024 at 12:07 p.m.
So, welcome, Hillel. Thanks for being here. We're so excited to have you and visit with you guys today for a little bit. Can we begin with a reverence or a blessing on the food, whatever, when it comes? Terry, do you mind giving us a blessing? Thank you.
Father in heaven, we're thankful to be here this day as administrators and school board members as well as other officials to be able to represent the people of this county and this area. We pray that we might make good decisions for you. We ask you to bless the food that will be prepared for us. For our needs, we're grateful for it. We're thankful especially for this country and the places where we live and our opportunities to serve others. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Very appreciate that. Well, how about we start and go around and introduce ourselves and let you guys introduce yourselves, and then we can go from there. I'll start with you, Lorena, and we'll go this way around the table.
Lorena Cox, board member.
Becky Dunn, board member.
I thought Becky introduced herself. I'm Terry Hutchinson, board member.
Nanette Simmons, board member.
Craig St. Miller, board member.
Burke Staley, school board member.
Amy Mitchell, executive director over elementary. One of three over elementary and Title I schools.
Steve Gregwire, executive director of elementary.
I'm Steve Dunham. I am the director of our communications and our foundation.
Hi, Sherry Stevenson. I'm Sherry Stevenson. Assistant superintendent over secondary schools. Hi.
Nate Asplund, assistant superintendent of elementary.
Jeremy Cox, the director of technology.
Richard Owens, superintendent.
Keisha Boyer, executive secretary.
Brent Bills, business administrator.
Darren Thomas, HR.
Wade Jensen, executive director of secondary schools.
Craig Hammer, executive director of secondary schools and facilities.
Eric Dugan, city manager in Hilda.
Terrell Musser, City Town Council. I'm going to sit on several boards out in the Colorado City area for the local, whether it's the youth, whether it's the outreach, or the planning. So.
Mayor Jessup, and I also serve on many other boards.
Is your council, are you missing a couple?
Yes, we have.
Mayor plus four, is that what?
Right, five.
Mayor plus five.
Yes.
Okay.
So Lawrence Barlow should be showing up momentarily, and he was town council member, and now he is economics director. And so I'm trying something new this year. Let's see how it goes. I am allowing all invitations to go out to all town council members, and then I'm not following up. I'm just seeing what they do. Like, you got the invitation. This is who could show up today.
Well, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. So, and we excuse Member Sterling. He's running behind, and he'll be here a little bit later. So he's coming.
But,
we'll just start off and let you give us we'll give you an opportunity to kind of tell us about what's going on in Hilldale, things, growth, whatever, if you have concerns, and then we'll just kind of open it to question and answer back and forth between both of us.
Sure. We have a lot of new things going on in Hilldale, besides, of course, the CTE building and the football field that you so generously provided to our community, and the kids have loved that. We have new businesses, many new businesses moving in, and many new houses going up, and buildings for, Plus One, it's called Village Capital, has a big building on SR 59 and Utah Avenue, which is going to start to change the face of Hilldale when you drive into it. But on top of that, we've also completed our annexation that took us 5.5 years to complete. But we have now annexed all the way out to Applebaum. So we have brought in 2,250 acres of raw land. Raw land meaning the UEP never owned it, so it's going to be a whole different world.
Including or just bumping up against Apple Valley?
Bumping up against.
Okay.
There's a portion of Apple Valley that would really like us to annex them also. And so that'll be part of the discussion moving forward.
Just on the east side of the road?
West.
West side.
Yes, all the way west. So everything, most of you have been out there, right? Because you went out and toured the CTE building and the football field. So when you come over the ridge and you see the valley for the first time, we are annexed all the way out there. So we have, it was Esplin property. Right, but it's on both sides.
Sides of the
north and south.
Yes.
All the way west, all the way north and south.
Well, I get turned.
I'm right.
Yeah.
That's out of
Valley. That's out of
Valley. So we're working on solutions, water solutions, for all of that area, the Cedar Point area, which I don't know if you all saw, but St. George News put a big article out when Cedar Point ran out of water that said, go to Hilldale and get your water, it's free. We're like, no! So we've got some issues there.
Yeah.
So you never know what the issues are until you're in the middle of the issues.
Yeah.
So that's some of the problem. Anyway, Esplin's own all of that property that we annex, most of the property. And they have a big developer coming in. And what they've shown us that they would like to do is incredible. And they have reserved space for a couple of more schools out there because the amount of housing they're going to be putting in and the number of people that are flocking to the area is very large, and we're going to have a lot more school students in Washington County out there. So in the next, they call it their 50-year plan, with the majority being done in the next 20 years. So that's some pretty rapid growth. Considering that they are, how many times in our city? Quadrupling the size of the city? Right, and they're bringing their own water. They're bringing a lot of the solutions instead of adding problems. We're already working on a new sewer treatment plant out to the west. So there's a lot of great things happening. We haven't even really put that all out to the people yet because it's not ready to present. You know how if you present a half-baked plan, it's just not a good idea. We want to put out the big plan. So, but with that is going to come a great amount of commerce, and so we'll have revenue. And the city right currently our biggest revenue is the DMV. And that is just, the state doesn't even know what to do with that. They don't have But we just testified of that the legislature 2 weeks ago and asked for a very large amount of money to completely rebuild Maxwell Park. We presented to about 22 senators and representatives, and the feedback was so great. We don't fund local projects, but we're going to fund yours. We asked for $7.2 million. This year's ask was $3.2 million. So it'll be a couple years worth of ask. We got our ranking on Sunday night, and we are ranked number 7 in 48 for first approval. So there's some pretty great things happening out there, and the way that the growth is happening and the plan for the growth, I love these developers that are coming in because they're reserving a lot of space for parks, a lot of space for schools and churches, a couple other things. The Condor Biking Team wants to make their headquarters, not the Condors Biking Team, but the state of Utah's Mountain Biking Team wants to make their headquarters out there because we've got great space for trails. So that new development that's coming in, excuse me, all of the natural washways of that, they've incorporated into the plan, and that's where all the hiking and biking trails will be, and they'll make bridges over that so that it can be maintained when we have washout. What else, Eric? There was another one top of my brain.
We start hard to work with
yes.
On the mountain biking, the Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Cycling Association.
Yep.
They contacted us and said we would like to move our headquarters down to you, and you can get all these trails done, and we'd like the whole Star State tournament down there. Well, you guys have been involved with that issue over here, and we're not trying to steal anything, but wow, that would be a lot.
Yeah.
So that is something that we're very definitely working on and concerned with. Talking about the water, regional synergy for water, but also potential for a trade zone.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. So we went down and met with the Mojave Council Supervisors, and Tammy Ersenbach has been working on free trade zone with our economic director, Lawrence Bardo. For the last 6 years, they have been working on this, and our airport out there has just been made a free trade zone area. So that is going to open up commerce in a whole new way, because you're going to be able to get those products in and out of our airport with a lot less tax. So we have some big companies looking at that as a prospect for establishing their businesses on that. So what we're going to see in the next 20 years is a major 360 out there. What we've seen in the last 6 years on steroids. Oh, I remember now. And this is just something that to me personally has just been it fills my heart and it just makes me feel so good. When I first became mayor, I was talking to what I would call a higher up in the LDS church. And I said, when do you think, or do you think, you will ever have a chapel out in Hilldale or Colorado City area? And they said, oh, you're talking 50 years, maybe 50 years. There's been a lot of pain, a lot of hurt. There needs to be a lot of repair in relationships. Well, they approved a chapel out there 6 months ago, and they're breaking ground next month.
Wow.
So where is it located? It is right next to MCC Community College on the Colorado City side.
Oh, wow.
So we're really excited about that. We think it'll be a really good influence. It'll be a blessing to the entire community, the entire valley. And what their numbers say, people are like, no way. But according to all the numbers, there are 800 members between Apple Valley and Fredonia. Now, Fredonia is in a different district, but everything east of that. There are over 800 members that need that chapel.
For those of you that would know, and such as that, that's a long-term project. But they are just waiting. The city, Colorado City, is just waiting for the site plan to be delivered. One of the concerns that we've had is that we've overextended our water delivery service, our culinary water delivery service. So we're not approving any building permits right now. But we have a project in process that's going to resolve all those things, not only for
the
our valley, but also Apple Valley and the larger area.
It'll be a regional solution.
So for those that aren't familiar, the ward that members of the Colorado City and Hilldale go to is the Apple Valley ward, and they meet at the Red Brick Chapel. So that's a gigantic thing. That's a 25 mile drive. That's going to make a big difference. Our youth meet in homes basically because they don't run to do those activities in the evenings in Hurricane. And so that's going to be a gigantic issue. And very excited to see that happen. I know that some of you in the room have intimate knowledge of that, but we are extremely excited to see that. And they've changed the boundary, so Centennial Park is within that area, and others. And the feedback so far at the buzz has been pretty positive.
So that's kind of a quick rundown of what's been going on in our lives.
That's a lot.
I said today, I went into the office and I said, this feels like one of those days where I want to cancel everything and go back to bed. This meeting was too important.
We just follow, and we had a scheduling problem this year with the luncheon.
Oh, yes. We were trying to capture as many people as we could with up north that came down for What's Up Down South when we had our regional luncheon this year. And we missed out on the county commissioners and a few other people. So next year, we're going to adjust that schedule a little. We're not quite sure how yet, but we may even turn it into like a 5 o'clock, like an evening thing, because it's on the night of the closing out of What's Up Down South, and everybody heads for Kanab, because Kanab has their big to do the next day. So we're batting that around. We're going to be putting it out there and asking people, what is best for you so that you can show up to the regional luncheon.
And some of you have been to that. It's our third year of doing this. The first year we had a number of you out, and there was in our city hall, I think we had 25 to 30 mm-hmm. people. And what we're talking about is decision makers, business decision makers, school, government, you name it. Governor's office was represented. Both governor's offices were represented to just be in the same room, and there's It's a free-for-all. There's no agenda to it. It's just, what's going on and how can we help you? Last year, we held it at Mojave Community College in Mesa, Salt Lake City, Mesa Community. And we had about 50 or 55 people there. This year, and I know that you had board training going on, so you couldn't make it, we held it at Water Canyon High School in the gym. We had 85 people there. So it seems to be growing very well, knowing even that we were missing you guys or missing county commissioners, and we did schedule. We understand that. That's what we're trying to figure out to do something. But it is. It's taking on life of its own. And the whole point is just to get people in the same room who can share ideas and not be recorded.
There's been a lot of things changing.
So I have two questions. First of all, I'm trying to picture your airport, and I drive through there all the time, and I can't picture it in my head.
It's in Colorado City.
Okay, so sort of where?
If you head out on Centennial Park Road,
okay,
and just keep going
that direction,
you will run into
the
airport.
And the second was the building you're talking about that's on SR on 59 in Utah Avenue. What was that again?
PRMI or Village Capital.
It's
a mortgage company.
Okay,
it's beautiful. The walls are all made of glass. They'll have a big conference room that anyone that comes out, like our regional luncheon, will be able to be held there next year. And so you'll be seeing El Capitan and all those beautiful views.
So a beautiful building sort of at the beginning, at the face of your town.
Yes.
So that'd be, okay.
There's been one tiny little diamond wreck.
Like her, and
we're trying to figure out where to
the wrecking yard.
Offer them something because it's quite the
wrecking yard.
But it is. It's pretty incredible. Another thing, since I've seen you, we've also gotten a grant from the Governor's Economic Development Office, and we have started an innovation plaza out there. So startup businesses, they're offering, we're getting together to offer that GED testing. We'll see if they're going to be able to offer that. That's something that we have had to come down here to take. We have a space, and that's all we need to go. That's pretty great. That is in that building. It's the very first building on the left hand side. And we're putting up new signs.
Would you like to identify? That's where our Christmas tree is.
Yeah. There's a very big metal Christmas tree out there.
They allow a screen printer. Areas like if somebody needs to help with resumes or they just pretty much got qualified for people's GEDs and whatnot, they help with GEDs right there and then come down and take it. So it'll be a good place for tourism and we'll have some tourism stuff to be right there for people coming down to learn more.
And the welcome.
Mayor, with that, you mentioned that you were here earlier. Talk a little bit about the innovation center and what the UAV is trying to do and make a large area of training for the company.
Yeah, so there's a large building out there that the UAV owns. It was the meeting house, and now it's called the Legacy Center. And it is being turned into an art center. So there'll be about a fourth of it for dance and music. They'll have culinary classes and that sort of thing. And they are also putting in a big makerspace. So we'll be able to coordinate our innovation plaza with the UAP's Legacy Center and be able to offer a wider array of opportunities for the people that are involved.
We'll also have a licensed kitchen in it where we can take Yukon, Arizona, where people need a kitchen to go make stuff in, a licensed kitchen, and have somewhere where both sides would go one place instead of all the way down here, all the way down there. It'll give both counties a place to do some of the stuff to help the community.
Okay, good here. How about we take a quick break? Are you okay to eat first? But we're talking about both. Okay, and then we'll come back.
What's the short? I'll be one of those. I'll be one of them. Okay.
additional socks if anyone would like more socks on their
I don't know. I used to. What is this one? It usually goes out of here.
Is a funny gal. So it depends on what time we get out. Yeah. So I'll drive over.
I feel the same.
Yeah, you can leave, but I'll stay.
Yeah, this is brand new.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be
so. So yeah, depending. I told Shelly teaches a class 1 to 2:40, but she probably she needs to go home and come back. So she was gonna over at the college, she can get like a room, the office to work in. And I said, why don't you come over here at 4:40? Just break it up. Come over here for a little bit and hang out. It's 4:30 there. 5:30 and then go over. But if we get out of here at 6:25, 7, I'll go over. But sure. But I don't know. Just if it was a regular meeting. But now you're going to have all these people with their kids. Have you had many people request to sign up for tonight's meeting?